Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, in Hong Kong today, the international airport is open and flights are arriving and departing after several days of disruptions caused by pro-democracy protesters. The protests erupted into chaos yesterday. Joining us now is CNN senior international correspondent Ivan Watson in Hong Kong. Hi, Ivan.
Hey there, Jeremy.
And it seems like things have calmed down significantly at the airport today.
Yeah, I think that the violent scenes that we saw there Tuesday night, where I literally saw this Chinese state news outlet reporter on the verge of being lynched until he was finally spirited away by first aid workers. I think there's a kind of collective shame on the part of some of the opposition about how out of control things got. And I also think the authorities, both Hong Kong Airport Authority and the Hong Kong administration, have taken additional measures to try to ensure that you don't have repeats of the chaos that we've seen at the airport the past couple of days.
Well, in fact, there was a photograph that's circulating today that shows some protesters holding a sign at the airport that reads, "Dear tourists, we're deeply sorry about what happened yesterday. We were desperate and we made imperfect decisions. Please accept our apology."
Yeah, and that's striking because while the protesters Monday and Tuesday night were physically preventing people from being able to fly out of the city as part of their campaign of civil disobedience, they were justifying it, saying, "Hey, we're sorry for the inconvenience, but we're fighting for our freedom." But they were stranding tens of thousands of people who have nothing to do with the political crisis. But I think that there is an admission that the opposition here lost the moral high ground when they prevented two men that they had detained from receiving medical care while they were being beaten.
What is the demand of the protesters at this point? They've already gotten this extradition law that they were opposed to, which would have allowed Hong Kong to send criminal suspects to mainland China for trial. That's been suspended. What is it that they want now?
Well, they want it to go a step further. They want it completely removed. And that's something that the Hong Kong authorities are not willing to do. They've kind of played semantics, said it's killed, but it could still be revived. Their other demands are for an impartial investigation into allegations of excessive use of police force. They want demonstrators who've been arrested to all be released. They want to change the legal status of the protests from being called riots to something softer. And I've spoken with a senior government official here in the Hong Kong administration who has made it clear that there will be no compromises on the five demands that the protesters have put forward.
Well, and in fact, the Chinese, as we've been reporting, have been putting troops at the border with Hong Kong.
Yeah, the Chinese government has been saber-rattling, saying that the behavior of the protesters is borderline terrorism now, and putting out videos of security forces kind of conducting maneuvers very close to Hong Kong, clearly in an effort to intimidate the opposition here.
President Trump talked about what's going on yesterday. He said the Hong Kong thing is a very tough situation, very tough. We'll see what happens, but I'm sure it'll work out. I hope it works out for everybody, including China, by the way. Some people, even conservatives, have been upset that he hasn't taken a stronger stand with the protesters, some of whom have been carrying American flags.
Yeah, that's been a remarkable image, and it feeds into a narrative that has been promoted by some of the Chinese state media outlets that these protests are, in fact, the work of kind of dastardly Western forces and intelligence agencies. And I've met Hong Kongers who've said, "Hey, I think they're all being paid by the CIA or by the U.S. to do this." I've seen no evidence to back that up. A senior Hong Kong government official has said he has seen no evidence to back that up either. But certainly the optics of protesters carrying around American flags or British flags feeds into that kind of conspiracy theory that this is all the work of the U.S. or Britain, the former colonial ruler of Hong Kong.
You know, Ivan, for our listeners who have not been to Hong Kong, it's sort of like New York or London. It's a huge city, a very modern city. A lot of people there speak English. It's a financial center. Is all of that at risk in this, do you think?
Yeah, it is. I mean, this is, without question, the freest city in modern-day China, and that's through a twist of colonial history that the draconian censorship in China isn't applied here. It has more freedoms, and the protesters here want to protect them, and one of the concerns is that there could be a backlash, and China could whittle away further at the freedoms that this place enjoys and could further sideline Hong Kong as a comfortable hub for international finance and transit and business. And its traditional position that goes back to British colonial times as being this gateway into China.
Ivan, where do you see this heading at this point?
You know, I've predicted this wrong every step of the way, Jeremy. So I am loath to make a prediction. I'm struck when I see how angry not just these protesters are against the police, but also ordinary residents. After their neighborhoods get tear gassed, they come out and hurl abuse at the police. And Hong Kong risks having a lost generation after this because of the arrest of hundreds and hundreds of young people.
That is CNN's senior international correspondent Ivan Watson in Hong Kong. Ivan, thanks.
Happy to talk to you.
And some developments today. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel advisory for Hong Kong, urging increased caution in Hong Kong due to civil unrest. And the U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross gave an interview to CNBC today and was pressed on President Trump appearing to be neutral on the Hong Kong situation. Ross called the dispute between Hong Kong and China an internal matter.